in the limelight. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has warned of vaccine apartheid as millions of people in poor countries are dying of the coronavirus with no access to vaccines and wealthy countries are hogging shots. We're prepared for you an article written by staff of the Reuters news agency. The piece is titled, After Hoarding, West Bickers on Sharing Patents as Virus Kills in Droves. Major Western European countries have expressed reservations about a proposal to waive patent rights on COVID-19 vaccines, insisting that key to ending the coronavirus outbreak was faster manufacturing and sharing the vaccines. The recent development came as experts emphasized that waivers could take years to negotiate and would not address the immediate need to rapidly manufacture more doses of the vaccines, saying that while the pandemic rages on across the globe, it is highly likely that even more dangerous new variants of the contagion will emerge. However, the pharmaceutical industry in the United States and Western Europe claims that the most expedient approach is to overcome existing production bottlenecks and sell or donate vaccines to other countries around the world. France's President Emmanuel Macron said the question of sharing patents was not the issue of the day, slamming Britain and the United States for blocking the export of vaccines and their ingredients to the wider world. Meanwhile, European Union leaders were due to discuss the suggestion to share vaccine intellectual property at a two-day summit that opened in the Portuguese city of Porto on Friday, but remained divided on its usefulness. Some European Union officials argue that it could take 2 years to agree on the waivers in the World Trade Organization, WTO, most likely making it irrelevant to the current pandemic. French President Emmanuel Macron said prior to attending the summit, Macron said, what is the current issue? It is not really about intellectual property. Can you give intellectual property to laboratories that do not know how to produce and will not produce tomorrow? The main issue for Solidarity is the distribution of vaccine doses. Emmanuel Macron went on to note that France was working hand in hand with Germany on this issue. Berlin expressed its opposition to the patent waiver proposal recently. This is while the European Union, which is among the biggest producers of vaccines in the world, is also the major exporter, with 200 million doses already shipped outside the bloc. However, the United States and Britain have not exported any of the vaccines that they have made. Lashing out at both the United States and Britain, Emmanuel Macron said, in order for the vaccine to circulate, the ingredients and the vaccines themselves cannot be blocked. Today, the Anglo-Saxons block many of these ingredients and vaccines. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen echoed Emmanuel Macron's remarks, saying during a press briefing after the first day of the Porto summit that the European Union should be open to a discussion on the patents, but added that sharing the technology was no quick remedy for the pandemic. She added, in the short and medium term, the intellectual property waiver will not solve the problem. It will not bring a single dose of the vaccine in the short and medium term. The leaders of Belgium, Sweden, France, Denmark, and Spain said in a joint letter to the European Union Commission, "No one will be safe until we are all safe. If vaccination takes place only in developed countries, our victory over COVID-19 will only be short-lived. we're seeing how quickly the virus is mutating, creating new variants that entail new challenges. They emphasize that vaccines have become security policy and the European Union can't afford to lag behind. To this end, an increased European production capacity will be a key priority. The developments came after US President Joe Biden recently backed a call from India and South Africa to waive patent protection for COVID-19 vaccines amidst a global surge of COVID-19 cases and in response to pressure from Democratic lawmakers and more than 100 other nations, but enraging pharmaceutical companies. US Trade Representative Catherine Tai said, "The extraordinary circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic call for extraordinary measures. Committing to text-based negotiations at the World Trade Organization, WTO. Meanwhile, though it is the world's biggest vaccine maker, India continues to struggle in efforts to produce and distribute enough vaccine doses to stem the wave of COVID-19 in the country. The second wave of the coronavirus pandemic hit India and has brought the nation's healthcare system to the brink of collapse, with patients dying due to lack of oxygen or because of not having access to hospital beds." Officials said European Union leaders are likely to hear advice from the bloc's executive, the European Commission, that a waiver would not help boost production, especially in poorer countries, as the manufacturing process requires advanced technologies and facilities. The US firm Moderna waived patent rights in October on its vaccine, which uses the latest mRNA technology, but no other firm has yet announced that it will try to copy the shot. European Union officials said Germany, home to BioNTech, which owns a patent on another mRNA vaccine developed jointly with Pfizer of the United States, opposes waivers, while Italy supports them. According to press reports, Washington has long played as both architect and enforcer of the intellectual property regime, threatening sanctions against countries such as Brazil, Thailand, and South Africa for daring to promote the generic production of life-saving medicines. Meanwhile, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has warned of vaccine apartheid as millions of people in poor countries are dying of the coronavirus with no access to vaccines and wealthy countries are hogging shots. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa wrote in a weekly newsletter that COVID-19 vaccines should be a global public good. He said, "It is about affirming our commitment to the advancement of equality and human rights, not just in our own countries, but around the world." Cyril Ramaphosa added, "A situation in which the populations of advanced, rich countries are safely inoculated, whilst millions of people in poorer countries dying in the queue, would be tantamount to vaccine apartheid." According to the World Health Organization, WHO, the Sub-Saharan Africa has administered the fewest vaccines relative to its population of any region, with roughly 8 doses per 1,000 people versus 150 doses per 1,000 people globally. Foreign leaders have repeatedly called on the Biden administration to provide help on accessing coronavirus vaccines. However, Joe Biden has said his administration will help the rest of the world only after all Americans have access to the vaccines. That means worst-hit countries such as India are likely to cross new and grimmer milestones. The health ministry in India, meanwhile, recently said it was running out of vaccines and was just 3 to 4 days of supplies remaining of AstraZeneca as the coronavirus infections and deaths held close to record daily highs. Sonia Gandhi, the chief of the main opposition Congress party in India, accused the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi of abdicating its responsibilities by leaving vaccinations to states. Government data shows that India, which is the world's largest vaccine producer, had fully vaccinated just over 34.8 million people, or about 2.5% of its population, of about 1.35 billion people, by Monday, 3rd of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has come under pressure for his handling of the situation. The Indian Medical Association, the IMA, said he needs to impose a complete, well-planned, pre-announced lockdown on the country. New Delhi entered a fourth week of lockdown with tougher curbs such as the shutdown of the suburban rail network while residents scrambled for scarce hospital beds and oxygen supplies. America's top coronavirus advisor, Anthony Fauci, also said he had advised Indian authorities they need to shut down. Meanwhile, Venezuela, which is under harsh US sanctions, continues to fight the pandemic with the help of China, Russia, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. According to Venezuela's health ministry, it has received around 1.4 million doses of vaccine from China and Russia. It also hopes to receive doses for about 5 million people from the World Health Organization's COVAX program. Furthermore, Sudan in Africa is struggling to provide hospital beds, drugs, and medical oxygen to its patients. The country, with a population of over 40 million people, has been hit by a third wave of coronavirus infections. Health officials have recorded about 35,000 cases and over 2,700 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Officials say the real numbers are likely to be much higher given the low rates of testing in Sudan. In Malaysia, Prime Minister Mohiuddin Yassin announced new lockdown measures as the country grapples with a surge in the cases of infection and highly infectious variant of the coronavirus. The Malaysian Prime Minister Mohiuddin Yassin said all interstate and inter-district travel will be banned along with social gatherings. Mohiuddin said Malaysia is facing a third wave of COVID-19 that could trigger a national crisis. According to the latest data collected by Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus pandemic has so far claimed the lives of about 3,299,000 people around the world and infected over 158.6 million people across the world.